How do humans survive some of the horrors that we report on so regularly? Well, they often do, and sometimes well. Let's go to northern Uganda, where for decades the headlines were only about killings and abductions, mutilations and rapes, often at the hands of child soldiers, themselves abductees, all under a reign of terror led by Joseph Kony and his Lord's Resistance Army. Thousands of people were killed, more than 1.7 million were forced to flee their homes. Kony has not been caught, but he has been driven out. So how do the locals make up for years of war and misery? Our Africa correspondent Sally Sara has travelled to the district of Gulu for this report.
The people of Gulu give thanks for peace. It's Sunday morning at St Joseph's Cathedral on the outskirts of town. Hundreds of families are gathered in their Sunday best. Martin Ajara Mapunduzi is chairman of the Gulu District Local Council.
When you move around, and almost every family will tell you their story. I don't think there is any family in this part of the country that does not have a story to tell in as far as the conflict is concerned.
Gulu endured more than two decades of terror at the hands of Joseph Kony and his rebel group, the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA. The LRA had such little support and its political agenda was so thin, it had few supporters. So it kidnapped thousands of local children to fill its ranks. Now, Kony and his child soldiers no longer terrorise this region. With peace has come new hope and opportunities.
From the time the guns fell silent, how this town has risen up and how people have demonstrated their determination to turning the story the other way.
Martin Ajara Mapunduzi took part in peace talks with Joseph Kony and his commanders in 2006.
I wanted to see the man who has been the brain behind all this. But I also wanted to take part in finding a solution to that.
Joseph Kony never signed the final peace agreement, but he moved his troops out of Uganda and into South Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Central African Republic. In 2012, an aid group launched an online video campaign to find and prosecute Kony.
For 26 years, Kony has been kidnapping children into his rebel group, the LRA, turning the girls into sex slaves and the boys into child soldiers.
Kony 2012 went viral and focused attention on the issue. But Joseph Kony is still at large, and international efforts to find him have been scaled back. The scars of Kony's brutality are still visible in Gulu. Helen Lanyom had her lips cut off by Kony's child soldiers in 1990. Helen lives on a small plot of land 47 kilometres from Gulu. She supports four grandchildren and several great-grandchildren. She says people should know that problems are part of life and the most important thing is to trust in God. It's not just the victims who are trying to restart their lives. Many of the former child soldiers have returned to the community. Bosco Oryem was kidnapped by the LRA when he was only 14. He was forced into battle. He says 3 days after his abduction, he was taken into combat and saw people being shot and blown apart. Bosco lost one of his legs in the war. He now makes beads in an effort to support his family, but his earnings are small. After more than a decade of peace, the town of Gulu is rebuilding. Businesses are growing and a vocational college has been opened for young people. Residents here are making up for lost time, but this region is still one of the poorest in Uganda. Local government chairman Martin Ajara Mapunduzi says the locals have no choice but to get on with their lives.
The future looks bright, and it will take us a few more years to even be in a much better position.
Martin Ajara Mapunduzi, the chairman of the Gulu District Local Government. Sally Sara reporting from Uganda.